Father, we thank you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where you're bringing us. And we thank you that all the people who tune in and those are here, that you're bringing us to our healthy place. And you're showing us how to walk in it and live in it. And we thank you now, we're not afraid. We're trusting you by faith and trusting the Holy Spirit to reveal every trap the enemy have set for us. We thank you, revelation knowledge will flow through us tonight, and everybody has ears to hear, eyes to see, heart to understand, hearts to believe and act upon. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I do have a word for you, but I want you to be seated because health is not the subject, but I got to give it to you. Health is packaged in maturity. Health is packaged in maturity in the aspect of trusting God fully. That's not an overnight lesson. Okay. The reason most Christians are not walking in health. Yeah, I want to start with, I don't know what word to use first. I better use this one first because it'll help you handle the other two. Most Christians are not walking in health because of innocence. They're innocent. They, in other words, when I say they're innocent, they don't know what to do. The next word is immaturity. And I use them two nice words because the next word is ignorance. And that's why the average Christian is not walking in health is because of immaturity. Now, laying on of hand is immaturity.
That's right.
I see y'all smart fellas looking at me like you're thinking it, you know something, but I'm going to show you something in the scripture in a few minutes. Those of us who keep getting in line, it's a sign of immaturity. Okay? We're wanting somebody else to do it for us. And then when you get it like that, it's impossible to be kept if you're not mature enough to know what's happening. Health is spiritual maturity. Whew, I love it. It's maturing spiritually. When you mature spiritually, you mature soulishly, and you mature physically. You mature sensually. But it's not an immature subject. And the larger part of the body of Christ is they are immature because all they want to talk about is healing and laying on of hand. Who going to maintain? The prophet, the apostle, pastor, whoever ministers to you, they're not going home with you. But the devil is. He'll let you shout. He'll let all your numbers be right and you shout. And he'll let you go a few weeks. But you're coming back. Okay? So it's Hebrews chapter 5. It's not much, but I need to deal with it in a few minutes. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. Health is packaged in maturity. Spiritual maturity, soulish maturity, sensical maturity. All right? Now, let me tell you one of your greatest problems to keep you from being matured. Self is running your soul instead of truth. Write it down. I know you don't like it, but just write it down. Self is running you. You get selfie when somebody tell you about eating, exercising. You're selfish about you got to change what you're putting in your body. You get selfish and you'll self overrule truth. That's a sign of immaturity. If you let anything overrule truth in your life, Satan, the system, self, seducing spirit, If you let them overrule a decision you know is right. You're overruling truth in your life. So now, who running your soul, self or truth? You need to meditate that a while. You need to meditate that a while in your own personal time. Who running my soul? Who in control of my soul, self or truth? Notice I didn't say your spirit. Self ain't gonna control your spirit. So if self-control in my soul is self-control in my body. But if truth is controlling my soul, truth will control my body, and Satan cannot hold me back from hell. So immaturity, I was driving along in the car. He started talking to me about immaturity. He says, health, healing, laying of hand is immature. Health is maturity. Now, it's all right if somebody lay a hand on you and you get it, but can you keep it? So what have happened in the body of Christ, we have put more confidence in man than God. So very few in the body of Christ walk in health. But that's over. Just listen, that's your case, you ain't got no hard kid, ain't no bad kid. I talked to a man the day a man lost 87 pounds. Another man lost 15 pounds. Another man, blood pressure came down normal. He'd been giving him trouble for years. But they were mature enough to follow instruction. Lady wrote me, her and her son was going in the hospital being attacked. She said one day she's riding a car, and the Lord said, get in contact with Leroy Thompson, Leroy Thompson, Leroy Thompson. So she started watching. She said, it'd been 12 years since they'd been back to the hospital. The letter, I said, she sent about $9,000 check. A letter on my desk. Now here in Hebrews 5:11 is factors that will employ your wisdom to walk in your health. Notice what he says here, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are what? What that dull of hearing would be what? A sense of, there you go, immaturity. Dull of hearing. Self-ruling. Self-overruling truth. In all our lives, self-overruling truth. Selfish. But this is what I want to do. I want to change, but I don't want change. I want what I want. And the Lord just going to do what I tell him to do. In my prayer time. In my praise time. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him so he got to do what I tell him to do. Now you have to switch from being dull of hearing when God trying to get you somewhere. Go to the next verse, 12th verse. For the time you ought to be teachers. Teachers, not in the line. You have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God, and have become such as need of milk and not of strong meat. Need of reading the Bible with no revelation. Go to the next verse. I want to show you something. I'm going to show you two scriptures. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. You see that? Go to the next. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Not their spirit, their senses. Just good sense. To the Son, both good and evil. You see that? Yes, sir. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Yes, sir. Wet your atmosphere. Say something. Say, oh, something. All right. Now, what we do now? Go to the sixth chapter now. What we do? Let's see. Sixth chapter, first verse. Because I want you to see, it is immaturity is because of the epidemic of sickness that is in the church today. is immature. Therefore, now watch what the Apostle Paul do here, bringing apostolic truth to the church, governmental truth in the spirit world. He said, therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let's go on to perfection. Let's go on to maturity. Now, watch what he says. Not laying again the foundation of repentance for dead work. You ought to know how to do that. And of faith toward God. What? These are elementary things. Go to the next verse. I'm going to get to the one I want to get to. I want to show you that. Of the doctrine of baptism. And of laying on hands. Which are immature to itself. And the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. So you see what he's saying, what he's showing us there, these things are so locked in immaturity, you can't go to the thing that God really wants you to have. Keep teaching about have faith. I know you've got to teach faith, I understand that. But God, Doug, you've been in church 20 something years, you ought to have some faith, you ought to be teaching faith. You follow what I'm saying? And then he got the doctrine. He said, go on from these things. Go on from laying on of hands. Graduate from laying on. Oh, my goodness. Graduate from laying on of hands and talking about you filled with the Holy Ghost. Sick as a dog that never walk on a rug. And talk about you filled with the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Yes, sir. See? Now, the innocent aspect of it, when I'm talking about the innocent, is the stupidity of the pulpit. Us. People destroyed for lack of knowledge. Just going round and round in circles. Why am I not healthy? You're not healthy because you're not following health laws. That's very simple. Satan can't just make you sick. All sickness that I've dealt with in my life is from my ignorance. I know you don't want to say it, but let me tell you. It's from my own ignorance. Because the God in me is more powerful. The Bible said, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy do to my. Well, where is it coming from? You follow me? All right. You go on reading down there, it said, if you keep doing these things, God said, I can't really help you. You got to stay at that level. You got to stay at an immature level. That's another scripture I want to give you as an introduction. John 16:12. Almost saying the same thing. John 16:12. Is that the right scripture?
Yes, sir.
I have yet many things to say to you about your health. But you can't bear them now. Because you're still waiting on somebody to lay a hand on you. See, God can't talk to you about health when the pill become your thrill. And he's lying to you. It's only dealing with the symptom. It's not the solution. Are you following me? Are you following me? He says, now, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. What that mean? Huh? Not matured enough. Same thing he's saying in Hebrews 5. You're not matured enough for it. Go to the next verse. Now, that voice is talking about something that has already happened.
Yes, sir.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, he's here. Say, the Spirit of truth
about my health
is here.
Here.
All right. It's come. He will guide you into all truth.
Yep.
Now, truth, listen to that, man. Look this way. Truth has to travel through a lot of lies.
Yes.
To manifest lies on every corner. Now, most of the lies are not to trick you. Most of the lies come from ignorance. Ignorance for years and years and years. But truth can walk you through it. Jesus said, you know the truth. All right, so he's here. He will guide you in all truth, shall speak not of himself, but shall, whatsoever he should hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Go to the next verse. I just want you, this is just an introduction. I want you, because I'm taking you somewhere tonight. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Help has to be shown to you by the Spirit of God. Yes. Man cannot show help to you. Man can help you or assist you for a season of time, but real help is already in you. You're more powerful than sickness and disease. Oh, my goodness. You are more powerful than sickness and disease because of the greater one. Every child of God should come to spiritual health intelligence. Sure. Write that down. Spiritual health intelligence. And I'm talking about health in your body. Intelligent enough to be healthy. Intelligent enough to do the right thing. I talked to two men standing and fighting. They say, Apostle, we improving. Everything getting better. Doing exactly what you told us to do. And so you read on down to the 15th verse on that, and you see, let me tell you something on the basis. Now you write down much as you can. Profound truth is standing at the door of your heart, knocking. The only person that can open your door of help is you. Following the word, the will, the ways, and the wisdom of God. Word, the will, the ways, and the wisdom of God will lead you. There are pathways that God have given his children to help. God said, everyone who follow my instruction will win every time. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. You heard that before, right? But through my word, rightly divided and rightly received, I give you my thoughts and my ways to help in a long, satisfied life. Listen to what he said. You have been a slave to sickness and disease in your mind. And the method you have tried to free yourself without the whole counsel of God. Here's what he says. God is ready to set you free. You ought to say, I'm ready to go too. God is ready to set you free. He's well able from the hands of the enemy. Then he said, listen. Let him have your full attention. Don't let self keep you from the truth of your health and your freedom. Don't let self keep you, oh man, from the truth of your health and freedom. Listen to these words now. Decide, desire, declare, develop your health by the word of faith that cannot fail. Now y'all gonna have to really. I was driving another time, and I tried to stay in the presence of God, praying about these services and this assignment God has given me to the body of Christ, it's almost virgin territory. I tell you, very little teaching on health as a whole, how to get healthy and stay healthy, live a long, satisfied life. That's Bible. You know, the Bible said that, you know. But maybe you won't forget this. Kept by a zookeeper who determined everything you do. You know, you're like a monkey in a zoo. To a certain extent, that's what the enemy have tried to do us. We're so powerful. Good God, I feel the Holy Ghost. We're so powerful. Watch, Jessica. Draw that power out of you tonight. Power out of your thinking. Power out of your spirit. Power out of your sons and daughters of God. You got a divine right to reign, rule, and regulate. Living a healthy lifestyle is your choice. Listen very carefully, and no force can stop you. Amen. All right. Let's go to work. What happens, that's what I'm going to tell you. The other thing I just give you because the Lord gave it to me. But what happens when your soul discovers God is the God of health? What happened? I want you to write that down. What happened when my soul discovers that God really is the God of health? And he is. Where all this other stuff coming from then? See, because when you have not discovered that God is the God of health, you're going to try some other route. And man going to give you another route beside God. When your prayer understand this, guess how you're going to pray now? When your faith understand this, guess how your faith gonna work now? See? I told you Sunday, your soul is your transfer switch. Yes, sir. It has to be trained. It has to be renewed. Yes, sir. My soul knows that my help comes from the Lord. I must keep training my soul to thirst for God at all times. Mm-hmm. When I do this kind, listen, of training, my soul will know well that all my help and help comes from the Lord. What that psalm was, Psalm 121? What a psalm where I lift my eyes to the hill, my help comes from the Lord. Y'all don't know, y'all even know where that is, right? Isn't that Psalm 121? One? Is that it? That's it, huh? What it said? Now change that word help. You've been looking everywhere else. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. You might have to endure some things, but you know where you're going to end up at. Yes, so my soul knows right well. When I do this kind of training, my soul will know well that all my help and health comes from the Lord. My health comes from the Lord. Say it. Now, let me show you three things right quickly. Turn to Psalm 23:3. And it's talking about I've read that psalm many years, and finally one day God tapped me on the shoulder and said, are you paying attention? He says, I laid him beside the still water. I laid him in green pasture. But before I could lead him down the path of righteousness, I had to restore their soul. This path of help, you're not going to go down it unless your soul restored. We got too much emphasis on our bodies. And our bodies just following orders. So I got to find out what's instructing my body. And so if I get a restored soul, Because we cannot get away from the fact, the last statement made in Psalm 139, 14. Look at it quickly. Psalm 139, 14, the last statement. The last statement. And my soul knoweth. My soul is not guessing, because I've trained my soul to know what the Holy Spirit has put in my spirit. I put revelation in my soul. Revelation in my mind. Revelation in my imagination. Revelation in my emotion. Therefore, my spirit now can go freely to my body. My soul been blocking my spirit. My soul been blocking my health. Beloved, I worship above all things your prophets being held, even as your my soul knows right well. Now we're talking about a restored soul. Let me show you another aspect. Romans 12:2 now. You're not just dealing with your mind. It's a renewed soul. Sickness and disease is confirmation, is conforming to the system.
Yes. Yep.
Health is a transformation from God. That's right in Romans 12:2. Because your body gonna go right where your mind go. As a man thinketh in his soul, so is he. And when the Lord showed me the third one, I said, well, maybe somebody will pay attention tonight, Lord. Because he talked to me about a restored soul, a renewed soul. We're talking about health now. Then he talks about a restful soul. And a restful soul has to operate in revelation. Turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. You started reading the 28th verse, but you got to read the 27th verse. Because the 28th verse is not going to make no sense to you unless you understand what the 27th verse said. Matthew 11, 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, but no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever he the Son will, what?
Reveal him.
Now look at the 28th verse. You can't come without revelation. You can't come with religion. You can't come with your little dance. These people start dancing somewhere in the church. You just dancing all this dancing for hours, just dancing. Man up there praying an old prayer, just dancing and jumping. I said, Jesus Christ, these people are going to be ignorant. It's a buzzard with nobody dead. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you what?
Rest.
What is the most unrestful things in our society? Health and money. Well, we got to be dealing with every day of our lives. All we're dealing with it.
Come on.
Who ready for that deliverance? I mean, you hearing enough now. You hearing enough. Listen. I'm not going to be responsible for you. You hearing enough. If you don't make the changes, that's up to you. I got to go on and keep doing what the Lord tell me to do. Look at the verse said. Go to the next verse. 29th verse. Look what it said. Watch where it end up at. Take my yoke upon you. None of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Look what it said now. What? Rest unto your soul. Your thirst and hunger have been taken from you because health is hidden from you by so many substitutes. Now listen to this because I'm going to start giving you principles. But it's time for the substance of faith and the supernatural from God to take over your health. It's time for the substance of faith. It's time to get rid of these substitutes, these symptom pleasers. We need a solution. We need a settlement by the Spirit of God. Get ready to write. It's time to lift your eyes in the right direction. That's Psalm 121 and that one, Hebrews 12, 1, 2. I just quoted them to you. It's time to lift your eyes in the right direction. Listen to this. Listen to this. You listen to this. I want you to listen to this. Your soul has been flirting long enough without the truth of real health from God. You haven't been having it. Real health. See, it ain't just talking about the biscuit. It's just talking about wrong type of meat. It ain't talking about that. It's talking about your thinking, your exercise. If prayer could do it, all of us have been healthy. We got some hours. Ooh, we got some hours in the bank of prayer. Boy, oh, Lord, 3 o'clock in the morning. Jesus. If prayer is going to do it, we all will be healthy. If dancing can do it, if tithing can do it, we all be healthy. But you can't receive from God in ignorance, in darkness, and you can't receive from God in disobedience, and you can't let self override truth. I love that. I love that. I know I've hit everybody in the world with that. You're letting self override truth. Self telling you what you're going to do. Chef said, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this all my life. Yeah, I've been sick all my life too. Psalm 42:2. Look at that quickly. Look at the first 42. As the hart, that's a deer, panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? It's time tonight you're going to come and appear before Him. Huh. My. Let's see. Write this down. Picking your soul back up, knowing how to follow your spirit, that you're permitting to be led by the Holy Spirit. Psalm 42:5. Quickly look at that. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Look at the sixth verse now. Oh God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermon night from the hill of Mizar. But it's just seeing, it's showing you about your soul. Then it goes on, that same psalm. I'm going to give you a statement. It's time to go deeper in the reality of health from God. It's time to go deeper in reality of health from God. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Look at the seventh verse. Deep calleth upon deep. At the noise of thy water sprouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. That's your help right there.
Yep.
23rd Psalm, first 1-4, I want you to meditate there sometime. He leadeth me into my healthy place. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to
your name. Mm-hmm. Look at Psalm 25, verse 1. He leading me into my healthy place. Yeah. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy tromp over me. Are you with me? Psalm 25. Verse 2. Only my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies tromp over me. Yeah, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, I'm going to make a statement here. A swift move of the glory of health is moving through the body of Christ.
Yes.
Don't miss it by man-made fear. Man-made fear. No. If you don't take this, you're going to die tomorrow. God ain't made no little punk body like that. God, your body is strong. You know, sometimes you got to take something, but all this time you're going to die. That's what he told me. How many years ago, Montreal? I don't know how many years. He said, you're going to die, Mr. Thomas. I said, all right, I see you. A swift move of the, I want you to catch it now, the glory of help is moving through the body of Christ. Don't miss it by man-made fear.
Right, sir.
Your health is built in the fear of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Reverence your trust. Honor in God. You say it, I'm going to receive it.
Yes,
right, you write down that Isaiah 11, chapter 11, verse 1 through 3. I'm almost through. Your help is built in the fact that, God, I respect what you said. I don't care what this system said. I don't care what my body said, what you said about it. I'm agreeing with you, and I'm receiving my help now.
Yes,
you brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
My healing and help are already paid for.
Yes.
I must use my faith properly to receive what is already mine.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. Write you right down Isaiah 53, 4 through 6. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6. My healing and help are already paid for, but I must use my faith properly to receive what is already mine.
That's
right. Otherwise, I'm saying, we're saying hell is already mine.
Right.
With his stripe, I'm healthy. The same blood that heals, the same blood that make healthy.
That's right.
But man have slipped in with all of his schemes and kill a church dream.
My God.
3 million. Wasn't one sick among them.
That's right.
I get down to that scripture. And that's in Psalm 107 too. Sure is. Let me see. Let me get down there. Psalm 107 there. Psalm 107. Go to Psalm 107. Yeah, go to Psalm 107. I might close right here. It doesn't be enough to knock everybody out of sickness and disease. Y'all stop loving the sickness. Because every time you do something wrong, you say, sickness, I love you more than I love God. Now, you can't be sick without sinning. You've sinned somewhere. God has sent you a word and you haven't paid it no mind. Now you won't put it on. You got a weak prayer. No, your prayer not weak. You weak. Well, they can turn me off. Y'all can't. Y'all up in here. I got my eyes on y'all. I said, wait, where you going? Are you getting this, dude?
Yes, sir.
Do you see how far we try to pray our way out? We try to say our way out. But you can't say your way out if you're walking the wrong way in the jail. You're not going to the door. You're walking the wrong way. You say, I'm going to get out of this jail. Instead of you going to the door, you're going back to the back and grabbing the bar. I'm proud to say not a one person of the sound of my voice in here tonight is too immature for help. And I'm looking at all y'all been with me so long, y'all ought to have help running down the street behind you. Me too, all of us. But there are so many things that we didn't know, so many things, you know, we all these substitutes. They name a lot of places help places, but they're not help places. They're not hell. They give them a pretty name, but that's not hell. The only way you're going to be helped is you're going to have to do it. You got to take what God gave you. All right? And don't be afraid to ask your doctor a question. Y'all going there to act little warm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Sit over there. Shut up. Look there. Look. No, what are you doing? You got to write your pain.
That's right.
I hope all doctors come to the point where they be nutritionists and that they'll tell you, let's give it 2 weeks and let's try you eating right. But they got to know to tell you, they got to know what to tell you to eat. Preachers, 300 pounds, 340 pounds. How you going to tell you anything? He up here can't holler. He 340 pounds. You know he's doing something wrong. I know a great preacher died. He said, I want a hamburger. He gave him the hamburger. He died. Another person wanted pork chop. Gave him the pork chop. He died. I ain't about to let no pork chop take me out of here. I'll put up a better fight right now. You know, I used to like pork chop, but I ain't let him kick out of here. Yeah. A major man. Man, he wants a hamburger. Let's see now. I want to show you something. Buck, remember I got you to get that? In Psalm 107, that was the American Standard Version, right? Wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 107, 17, I'll be a start at. Psalm 107, 17. You with me?
Yes, sir.
fools because of their transgression. What fools? And because of their iniquity are afflicted. Now, I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to let you get ahead of me. I'm going to let you go down and you go to McDonald's. I'm going to ride right behind you. And I'm going to scream this scripture out. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Uh-huh. Their soul abhor all manner of meat. Yeah. Wow. And they draw nigh unto the gate of death. Now, watch what the American Standard say about this 18 verse. You got it, Junior? Mm-hmm. What is it? Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquity, are afflicted. What the 18th verse say?
Their soul abhorreth all manner of food.
Who? Tell them American Standard verse, right?
American Standard.
Their soul abhor what?
All manner of food.
Wow. And they draw near unto the gate of death. Then they cry unto the Lord. Verse 19. And he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them. And so every time you cried out, he healed you. And delivered them from their destruction. Hand laid on for healing will never lead to help unless you're brought to maturity how to keep it.
Yes, sir.
Lord, have mercy. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole world.